actually up to Shin Samaches. Let's say Shin Samaches. Here the Vakach is Kalkol. What do you mean? They made an Arabic Chatzeris. Vakach is Kalkol means what? The dog ate it up. Someone ate it up or disappeared. Food got spoiled. What happened to this Kalkol? What does the word mean? What is the Aleph here? Zemar B'Shabbos Rishin is Kalkol Amshin from Shabbos. Vakach Mevnei Chotzer Lachzer L'Satkan Bola Arab Min Harishar all the people collected chalas, 100 apartments and 99 apartments, they collected a chala. And then the chala disappeared. Somebody ate it up before Shabbos entered, he says. Before Shabbos enters. He wants to pick it up. So he's going to go to everyone, he's going to go to all the 99 apartments and steal. Steal some matzahs, steal some chalas. Has no permission. And Bolar min harishon. If originally what they gave matzahs, and he's going to take a matzah from there. No one's home now. Let's say everybody's running around there of Shabbos. So in Bolar min harishon, afilu kola ein tzorch lahodia. What is the word afilu kola ein tzorch lahodia? Shal mishvatz and zevuk minachas kozavadi shvatz kul minzek mo. Originally, they agreed to make the Erev from matzah, from challah, whatever. And so he can take a matzah from their apartment even without permission. Even though he's taking this, if he gives his own, it's certainly good. Mishnah Berurah says originally it was paschitim. That's going to be pasur. It's a different kind. The challah for Eruv v'chatzeres has to be lechem shemavrochem olav amotzi. For Eruv v'tchumen, you can have any kind of food. Bakol mi'arvin. Or shetu from Eruvos, you can have any kind of a food. But for Eruv v'chatzeres, you have to have davke lechem shemavrochem olav amotzi. But there's pumpernickel, and there's challah, and there's bread, and there's matzah, all kinds of bread. So if he's going to boil arvin min acher, a different kind, and call harisha and tzorch l'odia lahem and the arev mishalom. What do you mean call harisha? What does that mean? Call harisha tzorch l'odia lahem and the arev mishalom and mishalom and tzorch l'odia call. He's going to use his own food. That's tzorch l'odim shleivanim. That's the Mishnah. That's they stand. They have everything to gain and nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose if you have an eruv b'chatzeres in the building. You only have to gain. You can carry in the hallway. Don't want to carry, so don't carry. But there's nothing to lose. If you're going to make an Eruv Etchumen for someone without his authorization, so who says he wants to go there? Maybe he wants to go the other way. So because you made an Eruv Etchumen to the north, it can't go to the south even one step. But an Eruv Chatzeres, you have nothing to lose. And the Mishnah says, he says, but that's only if he makes the Eruv Mishalo from his own food. But he's going to take theirs, so then if it's the same in... If it's the same man, he doesn't have to ask him. And if it's a different man, tzoch l'adi alahem im arm shalahem. If it's a different kind of bread, im shalom tzoch l'adi alahem. What do you mean? Im loy kola harishan elan ismai tafel pish arm shalahem and tzoch l'adi alahem. What does this mean? What do you mean? He's going to take away the last bit of matzah. That's what he mean. Call him. Call harishon, lo call harishon. Ela nismat al pishem am shalahem and tzorch l'adim. What do the words mean? Pishu yisvatzu, ela nismat mshiram purush l'parvon. My harishon nismat kodesh shenitzal shabbos and tzorch l'adim v'adi yisvatzu l'hashlem hayov. Ela what it means? See, here there's a bir halacha. He says, look in the Taz, I didn't quote it because nobody agrees with the Taz. A lot of times, Taz says things that nobody, he didn't have any svar. So he says things that are not accurate. I know what the words mean here. Anyway, the shana doesn't come up. I never heard of the shana. Let's see, what's the base? It tells you the dir mechatzim. What do you mean the Tosfot Diyurim B'chatzar? Originally, let's say there were 10 Jewish families. So I rented from the super from the other 90 Goyisha families, and then 10 Jewish families. And now one of the apartments, but there's a Goy there, so now a Jew moved in. So the Jew asks on the other, so you have to have Kegrogeris for him. The Tosfot Diyurim B'chatzar, the more Jews moved in now, Im Abayis Pasuch L'shtei Chatzeres. If the, well, this we don't have in our apartment houses. There's a house that opens up, one side of the house opens up into one chatzah, the other side of the house opens into the other chatzah. So where does he yasa? He yasas on both, and both chatzeres. My bayit pasuch l'shtei chatzeres toch lodim, neshu la'enim rotzim la'arev him eilu. Maybe he wants to be married with the others. You have no right to make an heir against his wishes, because maybe he doesn't want to be. You can't be married with both. Why can't you be married with both the chatzeres? Emabais agdim letzites. He says he has to give a hagdama k'tzara. Let's see the hagdama k'tzara. Agdama k'tzara. Who? Kaimala marvin eruv chatzeres shalom yidas tischus v'zach v'yadam shalay defan. Maybe he doesn't like those people. Because when you make an eruv chatzeres, so he doesn't like them. So he'll lock his door, so he won't let them come into his house. So what does he stand to lose over here? I still don't understand. If you make an eruv chatzeres, then you're allowed to carry Hilchos Shabbos, you're allowed to carry from the hallway into his apartment. If he locks the door, he doesn't let you in. That's all. You're allowed to carry mitzad Hilchos Shabbos, not allowed to carry mitzad trespassing. I don't understand. So he doesn't like them. So what? Shem Enochov, it's clown. La'ar b'chot sezum al nashim. He doesn't like them. The Kamar Mechabed, the Zeh Adin Shach, Gam Ken, the Nitois with Dira Mechotz, the Hosof Azu, Gam Ken, Ketchila Se'eruhu, V'tzoch La'aseruv, Dav Kebi Diyosom. I disagree. What is he going to lose over here? That's what I would have said. I'm giving my own food. I can't take his food. Maybe he doesn't want to be with them. Maybe he's not interested. So who says it? Who says? If his house only opens up into one chatzer, there's everything to gain and nothing to lose. So I can make an eruv. With mine. I can make an error with his also. V'yesh mikil m'sheoch l'ar m'shalah b'chol gavne, even if his chotze, even if his bais opens into both da'o, the hodu kaim l'marvene, v'ruch ha'tev shalot da'os gam ken, sh'deyes ben ha'poskim, what are the days? Yesh poskim, v'sabri d'davkim l'ar m'shalom. V'yesh poskim d'sabri d'yoch l'ar v'afil m'shalahem b'lo y'diyosam. V'mistam m'nisrat m'zay, mashik ha'sab, no, okay. Hashayla, this doesn't come up. Okay. Does it come up? He said, there's one opinion that I cannot make an Eruv V'chatzeres. If a new Jewish family moves into the building, I cannot make an Eruv V'chatzeres on his behalf without notifying him. Really? I never notify the people. When new people move in, I don't notify them. We put aside the box of matzahs in the beginning of the year. And the neighbor picks it up, and the neighbor says, she's cutting on behalf of all those Jews who live there now, who are going to move in the future. We don't notify them. We assume that he quoted the Chiluk HaDeis Yesh Poskim, that even Mishalom, he can't make an Eruv B'chatzeres unless they know about it. Davkin Bar Mishalom, Yesh Poskim, Tzav Yuchel Ar, Vafil Mishalom, Leidin. No, nobody disagrees. If he makes Mishalom, certainly good, yeah. Okay. Shout out what the Umdin is. What Siv Dalad is might Mishaura. We had 18 Grogris, for all the 110 we had 18 Grogris, and then somebody ate up some of it. Achash and Nichna Shabbos, Mishaini. So as long as the Erev is there, Ben Hashmash is, so you're allowed to carry the rest of Shabbos, even if the whole Erev is eaten up. What about next Shabbos? This mad mishira achashin dechne Shabbos rishayna v'nishtai bav kolshu kosher after the shar Shabbos. This is a chiddush. This is a big chiddush. I treat all the Shabbos like a hemshach of the first Shabbos. All the Shabbos are a hemshach of the first Shabbos. So since the Erev was there, Ben Ashmashis, the first Shabbos was kind of shvisa for that Shabbos. So if the whole Erev disappears, then it's no good. That's as if, in this apish paso Erev, nipsal melecha, it became moldy, it's not edible, it's not roi lachila. You have to make all over again. If the Erev was eaten up in the middle of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry to the end of this Shabbos, not allowed to carry next Shabbos. If the Erev, this might nishiurai, so then you're even allowed to carry the next Shabbos. All the Shabbosim are considered a hemshach of each other. That's a discussion in the Gemara. That's a person, Kosei B'Shabbos, so you have to write Shtei Oisei. So what if he writes one Ois, Shabbos Parshas B'Shalach, and he writes one Ois on Shabbos Parshas Yisro? They Metzitzarif Yachad. So that's a discussion in Krisis, in Gemara Krisis. So, a detailed discussion, but the same principle, all the Shabbos and Mara Hemshech. Just like if you would write one Ois 9 o'clock in the morning, the second Ois at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the same Shabbos, it would be Metzitzarif. So even from one Shabbos to the other, in principle, there should be mitzarev, except there's some side consideration. One baby should be mitzarev. So you see, all the Shabbosim are a hemshach of each other. Same thing, there's a Rashi in Psochim. The Gemara has machlag, it's Rabbi Rav Chizda, I think. There's one opinion. When you make an erev a tapshilin, then you're allowed to cook on yontif for Shabbos. Why? Echol nevesh means you're cooking on yontif for yontif. What's the etta to cook on yontif for Shabbos? So one opinion, we pass can hoil. If you, let's say, I baked a lot of cookies and I cooked a lot of chicken on Yontif for Shabbos, tomorrow Shabbos. So theoretically, if all the Jews from the city would come to visit me on Yontif, they could eat everything up. So since Eichel never sets itself up automatically, even though my intention was beferish, not so. I was cooking and baking for tomorrow. I wasn't cooking and baking for today. But Eichel Nevesh sets itself up automatically. That's called hoil. So unless you live in a little village, there aren't any Jews. I'm having a bar mitzvah in another month. So I'm cooking a yontif. I'm cooking a yontif for the bar mitzvah, for that Shabbos bar mitzvah. And this, today on yontif, there's nobody in the village. A lot of times in the days of the Baalei HaTes, there was no minyan in the village. There was one Jewish family. That was the whole thing. So then, if you cook today for the bar mitzvah, you can. The Jews in the city cannot eat it all up today. There aren't enough people in the city. There's barely anybody there. So that's one opinion of mine. The reason why you're allowed to eat Erev Tavshil only helps me the Rabbanu. Why is it Mutter Menatera to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? One opinion is Menatera. You say, Hol v'mikl le'ochem chazaleh, hashlanat mechazaleh. Eichel never set itself up automatically. So most of the Rishonim assume that we pass can hoil. Then the other opinion, that's Machlag, is Rabbi Rav Chizda. And the other opinion is that it's Mutter because Tochen Shabbos Nasim V'yontav. Why is Tochen Shabbos Nasim V'yontav? The Rashi says because Shabbos V'yontav Akdusha Achas. That's a Machlag, is Atanayim, whether that's so. So the Ramban writes in the Mohammed there, we know that we don't paskin like that. We paskin Shabbos Yontav, not Kedusha Achas, the Shnei Kedushas. Shabbos Yontav next to each other, back to back, are Shnei Kedushas. So therefore, we can't accept that opinion in the Gemara. The Tocha Shabbos Nasim Yontav, because Rashi said that opinion is based on the assumption that Shabbos Yontav are Kedusha Achas. So the Menchas Chinuch asks Akasha, how can Rashi say that Tocha Shabbos Nasim Yontav is based on Shabbos V'yantav Kedusha Achas? The Gemara talks about you put the lechem aponim on the shulchan on Shabbos morning and sits there till next Shabbos morning, and then you switch it and they eat the lechem aponim, the karnim eat the lechem aponim next Shabbos. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to bake the lechem aponim on Shabbos. You have to bake it on Erev Shabbos. What if Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov? So you don't bake it then either. You bake it the day before. If it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, there's Malabayis. They didn't have Yom Tov Sheni. Eretz Yisrael, but 2 days Rosh Hashanah Nekuda. What if it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's Thursday and Friday, so then you bake lechem aponim on Wednesday. Why? Because you're not about to bake lechem aponim on Yontif to eat it for Shabbos. It's much better if you also for Shabbos, not some Yontif, should be mutter. So min chasrin aches. So for Shabbos, not some Yontif, Rashi said it's based on Kedusha Achas. Kedusha Achas is only Chayiv. Shabbos is next to Yontif. Erev Shabbos is Yontif. But here, Erev Shabbos is Yontif, I'm going to eat it next week. So next Shabbos is 8 days later. How could that be Kedusha Achas? That's what the Min Chaschina said. How can Rashi say that Tzoche Shabbos Nasa B'Yontif is based on Kedusha Achas? If the Gemara says, you should, the Gemara has a kasha, the Gemara gives an answer why you're not allowed. The Gemara has a kasha. Why aren't you allowed to bake the Lechem Aponim on Yontif if you plan to eat it next Shabbos? Next Shabbos 8 days later. It's not Shabbos next year, though. Why should you say Kedusha Achas? So apparently Rashi seems to hold, I think the Teretz is, Rashi holds, all the Shabbosim are connected. So next Shabbos is Kedusha Achas with this Shabbos, and this Shabbos Kedusha Achas with Friday, with Yontif. So this Friday, this Yontif, is Kedusha Achas with next Shabbos. With all the Shabbosim, I'll be doing that one long handshake. That's what you have to say. Yeah. So the Ramos says, Lochen Nogel Asus Erev Chalos Matzah. Why did we need to make matzah? You're going to use chalos, it's going to get spoiled. Matzah doesn't get spoiled. If you leave the matzah long enough, it'll also get moldy, it'll also get ruined. It'll take much longer, especially now they wrap it in plastic bags. In inside the box of matzahs, the plastic covering. I said, less long, it doesn't get spoiled. If you're going to make challah, then you have to burn it before Pesach. If you're going to make with matzah, then the Erev Chatzer is good for Pesach. It's good for your long. It's better to make a matzah for all Shabbat, all year long, because if you're going to make an Erev every single. There's one opinion, Rashi says, when you rent for the guy, you're supposed to rent every single week. We don't do like that. Remember, Abar Zalrajik said he was machmir for that. He rent every week for Rashi. So Shulchan Aruch, that opinion has not been accepted. So the shaila is, should you make an Eruv Chatzeris every week, or should you make one Eruv Chatzeris for the whole year long with matzah? If you're going to make with challah, it's going to get spoiled. So he says it's better to make with matzah and leave it for all year long, because you may forget one Friday. You'll be busy with something else and forget. So like this, maybe the Eruv Chatzeris for all year long. But make with matzah. Matzah's not going to get spoiled. Meal, it's an Arab called Erev Shabbos, and that's an Arab called Shabbos. If you want to, so if you want to, you can make a separate Eruv Chatzeris every week. And the Gemara has an inyan that since you use the challah for the Eruv Chatzeris for one mitzvah, so you're going to use it for another mitzvah, use it for Lacha Mishnah on Shabbos. And that's what he says, most of them are called Erev Shabbos. You want to eat the Erev up every week, that's what the Gemara has then. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Lashon. All this in Chavdeis. All this Salibay mitzvah, Chada, is Salibay mitzvah Chita. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Okay, what's Shin Samach Tes? Let's start. What does he say? I give money to the baker. I give a dollar to the baker, and I say, in case the people from my building come to buy a challah, I want to have a shutif in the challah. So I give the money. The challah wasn't baked yet. I'm buying a davar shel bali yoilom. I give them money. I say, in case the people in the building want to make an erev, I want to have a shutfiz. So he says, no good. Why is it no good? Because davar shel bali yoilom. Why is it no good? Here, what does the Behaitim say? Atam betur aleph. Atam betur shel akivan liskis loy b'matas chinim ala b'shvil moshe kibam. Moshein akoyne, zimtze shen lachem b'er v'ayim ala aleph. So that's why it's no good. That's the reason why. group. It's very questionable. We pass on like Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Torah Moris Kain is my metalplot. With the Rabbanan, you can back out. Because when you didn't back out, you assume Moris Akainas. What does the Torah say that Moris are not kindness? If everybody agrees, that's the reason why. Why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah give an explanation? Why? You know, Mishnah Berurah explains more than that. They hate that. They hate that. Quotes the Torah. Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain anything. Let's see. Through the Erev Achenroni, the Zohar Gamla Zayvonos. Even if. What does Mishnah Berurah say? What's the line? Is a Zikr, Shazikr Lahem. And the Rishonim say the Moras are kindness. And then there's a Gemara in Chulin that sometimes when Makam Mitzvah we revert back to the Din Daraisa and say Moras are kindness. This explanation is problematic. Yeah, the Behekim says you should look in the Magen Avraham. It doesn't tell you what the Magen Avraham says. Anyway, this Shadow doesn't come to eat. No one's going to the bakery to give money to the bakery. Mama lay arev li, mama lay arev li, kana ev, I feel the mama's a chayli. Doesn't look clean, but there's too much in your plan. No. Okay, it doesn't come. Okay. Next time you learn, we should learn Shinai. Shita Be'er. Okay, who asked the purpose? Very good.